A glass of milk, paid in full. One day, a poor boy called Howard Kelly was selling goods from door to door to pay for school. He only had one coin left, and he was hungry because he had not eaten for a while. Howard decided to ask for food at the next house. However, when a beautiful young woman opened the door, he couldn't say anything. Instead of food, he asked for a drink of water, even though his stomach was making noises. The woman heard his stomach and felt sorry for him. She brought him a large glass of milk because he seemed very hungry. He drank it slowly, but he began to worry that he might have to pay for the milk. He asked her, "How much do I have to pay you?" "You don't have to pay me anything for the glass of milk," she replied. "My mother taught me never to ask for payment for being kind, so you don't have to worry about it. You looked so hungry." "Then I thank you from my heart for your kindness. It was the most delicious milk I've ever tasted," he said. As Howard left the house, his body felt stronger. He had also found out that people could be very kind, even to poor strangers. 30 years later, that beautiful woman became very ill. The local doctors did not know how to help her. They finally sent her to the big city and asked the best doctors to study her sickness. Dr. Howard Kelly was called to see her. When he heard the name of the town she came from, a light filled his eyes. He stood up, put on his doctor's coat, and went in to see her. He knew who she was at once. He never forgot the kind woman who gave him milk so long ago. He decided to do his best to save her life. From that day, he gave her special attention. After he tried hard for a long time, the battle was won. Dr. Kelly asked the business office to pass the final bill to him. He looked at it and then wrote something on the paper and sent it to her room. She was not able to open it because she was sure it would take the rest of her life to pay it all. Finally, she opened it and found the following words: "Paid in full with one glass of milk," from Dr. Howard Kelly.